Today's daf is daf Chaf Gimel. So let's take it to the very last line of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara had raised the question whether or not the mitzvah of Neris Chanukah is Halakha Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. Is it the Halakha, the lighting, or is it the Hanacha, the placing down? That was the question. So the Gemara now brings its last proof in the last line again of Chaf Beis Amud Beis, Tashma. The Amar Bishu Ben Levi goes on to daf Chaf Gimel now. Shashis, a glass kli, shehayis adolekas v'olechas kol yom kula. You had a fire that was in a glass that was lighting all day long through Shabbos. L'matzai Shabbos, mechabe v'malika. You could extinguish it and then relight it, matzai Shabbos. So this is referring to Shabbos, to Chanukah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, dolekas shelika l'mitzvah Chanukah be'er Shabbos. In other words, Friday, you lit it for Neris Chanukah, and it was continuing to light through all of Shabbos, so the din is that you have to extinguish it and relight it on Matzah Shabbos. So the asks the Gemara, Yomer, so it makes sense. Bishma, if you say halakha osa mitzvah shapir, if all you need to do is just do a halakha, that's the gedder of the mitzvah, so then fine, you extinguish it, and you relit the fire Matzah Shabbos for Chanukah. Ali Yomer is hanacha osa mitzvah. If you say that you have to place it down, the placing down, that the hanacha is the performance of the mitzvah, Hai mechaba umalika mechaba magbia manicha malika mibarle. It's not sufficient to simply extinguish it and relight it. You have to mechaba magbia, lift it up, umanicha, put it down again, and then malika mibarle. That's what would be needed to perform the mitzvah if hanacha was really truly the mitzvah. If you owed more on top of that, midekam evarchin and asher kedeshan b'mitzvosu v'itzvanu lahalik ner shel Chanukah. The nusach of the bracha is lahalik, not lahaniach, it's lahalik ner shel Chanukah. That clearly proves shema mina, halak osa mitzvah, shema mina, to teach us that it's the ma'aser halakha, that's the performance of the mitzvah, not the hanacha. So now the Gemara says, now that we've established this, v'hashta, the amrina, now that we've established that the halakha osa mitzvah, that you fulfill the mitzvah through the lighting, halika cheirishot v'katan lo asa v'klum, if any of these individuals who are pata for mitzvahs performs the mitzvah of halakha, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah, because since they're pater min mitzvah, they cannot be motzi, someone who's chayiv. Isha, however, a woman, varlai malika, certainly she can light, and she should light, or have it lit for her. Dami Rishu ben Levi, noshim chayavos b'ner Chanukah, she'af hein hayu bo'osanes. Because women were also involved in the miracle, and therefore they are chayiv in the mitzvah of Neris Chanukah. There is always a machlokas in one vomit that they have. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi writes two lines from the top, hayu bo'osanes, she'grozu yevanim al kol besulos hanisos lihibal litafsa l'tchila. So number one is Rashi combines two different reasons. One reason is they were also bechlal the dangers of the rest of Am Yisrael. And on top of that, v'ayidei isha nasa hanes. And through the woman, the nes was performed. And through Yehudis, the nes was performed. She was the one orchestrating the miracle. So these are two different reasons usually of Rashi tells us to argue about, is the focus on that they were in danger like any other man was in danger, or were they the ones performing, they were the ones orchestrating the nes at the forefront, like Esther. So that's always a machlokes, but here Rashi brings both reasons in. Nonetheless, women are certainly chayav in the mitzvah of Neris Chanukah, because af hein hayu ba'oso hanes. Gemara now says, Amr of Sheshes, achsanai chayav b'ner Chanukah. A guest is chayav in Neris Chanukah. So how does he accomplish this if he's at home? So Amr of Zera meresh initially, ki avina be'rav, when I was in the house of Rav, mishtatfane b'prita b'hadesh b'zei, I would give a pruta, I would give some money to my host, and this way I'd be combined in performing the mitzvah. You give a pruta. Some say you don't even need to do a pruta, as long as sometimes the guest, the host rather, could add some more oil for you, or he could just simply makna over, he could give you as a matana. Lav dafka, you have to pay for it. You could acquire shemen by him giving you shemen. So somehow you have to have an ownership in this. The Ran points out that we see from here that you have to own shemen, you have to own the oil in order to perform the Neris Chanukah. This may go on the list of three mitzvahs deraisas that you have to own in order to perform the mitzvah. It says, lakachtem lachem b'yom harishon, that lulav requires lachem, that you have to own the lulav. Number two is it says, by chala, hafreshes chala, ariso seichem, that you have to own it. This is the Gemara in Sukkah talks about this, and Pesachim. You have to own chala, you have to own lulav. And the Gemara says you also have to own matzah. It doesn't say matzah schem, the Gemara says, but it says the word lachem, lachem. It says lachem, it says lechem by challah, it says lechem by matzah, with a gzeir shabbat, that just like you need to own challah for hafreshes challah, you have to own the isa, so too you have to own the matzah. So this is a big discussion. The poskim say, how am I yotze the mitzvah? I go to someone else's house in Leil Seder, I don't own the matzah, he paid for the matzah. So some say by him giving you matzah, that's understood, that's your way of acquiring it. Or by you putting it in your mouth, now you've acquired by putting it in your mouth. But there are those who say that it's best for the Baal Bas to be machne to everyone before the Seder. Any matzah that you get, I'm giving to you as a gift, becomes yours and you own it. So these are the three that the Gemara mentions, the lulav, fresh challah, and matzah. But based on this Ran, it sounds like shemen of Ner Chanukah should be the fourth thing on the list. You have to own the oil in order to accomplish the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Either way, we see that a guest at a person's house, he has to have a part of he has to have partnership in the shemen to perform the mitzvah. So this was how Reb Zera said initially, again, back inside the Gemara, initially, Meresh, ki avina beirava, and as in the house of Rav, mishatzfine b'prita b'hadi ushpiza. I would give some money to my host and perform the mitzvah through him. But Basa de Nesiva, after I got married, Isisa Amina Hashta Vade Lotzichan. Now that I've got a wife, I certainly don't need to give money to my host. The Kamalika Alai Bigay Bugob Basa. She lights for me on my behalf, and that way you've performed the mitzvah. Okay, the Gemara now says, in terms of what types of oils to use, so Amr Bashir ben Levi, Kol HaShemanim Kulon Yofin Laner. All the types of oils are very good for the candle. The Shemen Zayis Minam Mufchar, but olive oil is certainly the best. And so Amr Abaye says, Meresh Hava Mahadar Amshchad Shum Shamshri, you initially, I'd be looking for sesame oil, because sesame oil is very good. But Amar Hai Mashach Nuratve, this allows the candle to last for a long time. But Kaven Deshamala Lahadr Bishuban Levi. So once I heard a Bishuban Levi say a statement about Shemen Zayas, Mahadar Amashcha Amshcha Dezesa. I started looking for Shemen Zayas instead. Amar Hai Tzalil Nuratve, this has a clearer flame. The Shemen Shimshachi, the Shemen of the sesame oil might last longer, but the flame of the olive oil is a pure flame. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, two narrow lines down, Mashach Nuhurei, Einu Memaher L'chalos Kishemen Zayas. Sesame oil doesn't extinguish as quick as olive oil. What's the significance? So some learn from Rashi, see that there's an inyan to have the Ner Chanukah to last for a long time. It shouldn't go out early. There's a hiddur mitzvah. The longer it lasts, the better it actually is. The Magen Avraham argues in Rashi says not true. There is no mitzvah of having it last long. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is simply a half an hour. That 30-minute window we discussed the other day on Daf Chafal, that's all the mitzvah. There is no hiddur mitzvah when having it extend. Sfasemis therefore has a different interpretation of what Rashi means, but Pashup Shaz Rashi is, it sounds like there is a hiddur mitzvah the longer it does, in fact, last. So if you take a look at Tosas here, Tosas writes, Meresh Hav Mahader Mar Amshcha the Shumshmshe. Initially, he would look after sesame oil near the Aner Chanukah Kai. This is referring to Ner Chanukah. The Gemara doesn't say which Ner we're talking about, just says Dam Ner. The Tosas points out, we're talking about Ner Chanukah. Umishim Taimed Damasik Dinafash Nehure Tvei. The reason the Gemara concludes is because the flame is clear. Aval Ner Shabbos, when it comes to Ner Shabbos, Pshita, the Shemen Zayis Mitzah Midamucha. That was obvious. That olive oil is best for Shabbos. The fisher nimshach achar psila tvei mekulu, because olive oil is the best, like we mentioned in the past. So this sugya here is talking about Neros Chanukah. So back inside the Gemara now, halfway down the Amud, v'amar b'shu b'levi kol hashmanim yofin l'diyo v'shemen zayis midam muvchar. All oils are very good for making ink, but olive oil seems to be the best way to make ink. So Gemara wants to know, in terms of making ink, which stage of making ink is the olive oil beneficial for? Four. Ibailu legabel o laashen. Is it legabel or laashen? What is it meaning? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says legabel, four narrow lines down. Legabel means matzasi b'tshuvos ha-gaonim. I found in the writings of the gaonim, shema'ashen kli zechuchis ba'ashen. They would smoke the glass with shemen zayis. They'd burn olive oil and they'd smoke it. Ad shema'ashen until the outside of the glass would get black from the smoke. The gorer ha-shachruris, and they would scrape off the black on the outside of the glass. And noticing bo shemen kima, they put a little oil in it, umigababo, and they mix it together, umiyabasho becham, then they let it dry in the sun, umimacha usolatoch adio, and then they put it in the oil, and the ink rather. So you need oil for two steps. One is to create the smoke, and then afterwards use oil to mix with the black that you just created. So are we talking about the oil used to create the smoke, or are we talking about the oil used to mix together with the black? So that's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Detani Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, Kol HaShemanim Yofin L'Diyo, all oils are good for ink, V'Shemen Zayis Min HaMufchar, olive oil is the best, Bein L'Gabel, Bein L'Ashen. For both stages, olive oil is good both for the mixing and for the creating of the smoke. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, Masei Hacha, he learned as follows. Kol HaShanim Yafin L'Dio, all smoke is good for ink, but Shemen Zayis Min HaMuvchah, the smoke generated from olive oil is the best. So Amar Rav Huna, Kol HaSerafim Yafin L'Dio, all the different types of sap is good for the dio, for the ink. The Seraf Katov Yafin Mekulam, the sap of this particular tree is the best of all them. So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, back to Neres Chanukah now. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav, HaMalik Neres Chanukah, one who lights Neres Chanukah, Tzarech Levarech, you need to make a bracha. Rav Yirmiya Amar, HaRoa Neres Chanukah, Tzarech Levarech. Not only one who lights, but one who even sees Neres Chanukah also needs to recite the bracha. So if you look at Rashi before getting to which brachas you say, Rashi writes here, HaRoa, HaOver B'Shuk V'Roa Be'echad HaChatzeros Dolek. A person's traveling through the marketplace and sees a window, someone else who lit his Neres Chanukah, he needs to say a bracha. U'matzasi B'Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Yehuda, Shamar B'Shem Rabbeinu Yaakov, D'lo Huzkaka Bracha Zu, El Mishalo Hidlik B'Beiso Adayin, Oli Yoshi B'Sfina. Only one who hasn't yet lit. But if you lit at home already, so then you wouldn't have to say a bracha when you see someone else's because you're ready to fulfill the mitzvah. But this, if you're going on the way to the house, so then the din would be you'd have to say a bracha. So there's machlokas between Rashi and the Ran here. Rashi says, even though you plan to light later on, if you encounter an Neir Chanukah on the way home, you have to say a bracha first and then Neir Chanukah, and when you get home later on, you would have to. The Ran says, no. This is only talking about a case if you don't plan to light that evening, so then you're yotzei with a riya. But if you plan to light later on, ein achanami, you wouldn't have to say a bracha when you're walking through the shuk. So that's an important machlokas between Rashi and the Ran, that the Rav Yashi makes a very interesting ha'ara here. Rashi gives an example. When a guy's traveling through the shuk, or yoshe b'sfino, if a guy's sitting in a boat, he wouldn't have to say a bracha either. So it says Rav Yashi, we see a guy who's in a boat, it's pata from the mitzvah. So Rav Yashi said that was only true back then when their boats didn't have any roofs on top of them. It wasn't like a house. It wasn't like a big boat where you could live inside of it. But nowadays, our boat, for the most part, there's a place to go inside. It's somewhere like a bais. It could be like a house. And nowadays, Rav Yashiv said a person would be on the boat during Chanukah, he would be chayv in Eretz Chanukah on the Sfinim because it has a din of a bais. So back inside the Gemara, now the Gemara says we have to say a bracha when you see Neres Chanukah, Machlokas, Rashi, Ran, and when you light Neres Chanukah. So the Gemara says, Amar, Rav Yehuda, what brachas do you say? So Yom Rishon, the first night you say, HaRoa Mevarech Shtayim, U'Malik Mevarech Shlosha. The first night, the Roa, the one who sees it, says two brachas. He can't say, Lahalik Neres Chanukah, because the Roa isn't lighting, but he could say, She'asa Nisim, and he says, She'achyanu. The Malik, however, the first night says three brachas. He says, Lahalik Neres Chanukah, he says Shas Anisim, and he says Shech Yanu. Mikan Ve'elach, from that point on, the Malik is Mavarech Shtayim, the guy who lights says two brachas, Shas Anisim and Lahalik, and the Roe only says Mavarech Achas, he only says one, namely Shas Anisim. So Maimimai, which one is he not saying? I told you the answer, we know the answer, but the Gemara says Maimimai, what's he not saying anymore? Mimai Tzman, you don't say Zman anymore, you only say Shech Yanu the first night. So Gemara says Vinimai Nes, why don't you take out Nes, Shas Anisim? You already said Shas Anisim the first night. Gemara says, Nes Kayoma Isa, each night there was another Nes. The fact that the oil lasted for another night warranted a separate bracha. So that's why you say Shas Anisim each night. So my Mevarech, what exactly is the Nusach, like we said? Mevarech Hasher Kedishonim B'mitzos V'tzivanu L'havak Ner Shel Chanukah. That's the Nusach the bracha, as we know. So the Gemara says, wait a second here. Heichan Sivanu, where do you find the Torah we were commanded to light Neres Chanukah? To say Asher Kedishonim B'mitzos V'tzivanu that we were commanded, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says to light Neres Chanukah. Rashi says, Heichan Sivanu. Halav Daraisi. It's not a Daraisa Neres Chanukah. Elam Medivarim. This is a Din Derabanan. So how can you say, Asher Kedishonim B'mitzvos Vitzivanu? So Gemara says, Rav Avya Amar Milo Saser. Lo Saser is a pasuk that tells us, Lo Saser Rashi finishes the pasuk, Minadavar Asher Yagidu Lecha. You can't stray away from anything the Chachamim tell you. There's a pasuk in the Torah of Lo Saser is the source that you must listen to the Chachamim. So when the Chachamim tell you a mitzvah, that's kilu the Torah told you to do a mitzvah, and that's the reason why we have to, and we can, say Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu. We're doing what we were commanded by the Chachamim, that we're empowered by the Torah. So then the Gemara says, Rav Nechemya Amar, he brings another source. He says, Shal Avichav Yagedcha, Zekenecha V'yomru Lach, whatever your father and your mother tells you, what the elders tell you, you must listen to. So this is another source, a different source, that we have to listen to the Chacham. So the Gemara says, before you go by to this interesting question that the Chavis Yair and the Rav Yaakov Emden asked a question, wait a second. How can we say before the women are only Chayv in Mitzvah because Af Heina Yuba Osanes? There should be Chayv because since we have to keep Chanukah, because Lo Sasser, and we know the women Chayv in all Los Asays, with the exception of three, the Mishnah Kedushin tells us, but other than those three, they're Chayv in all Los Asays. So women have to be Chayv in Chanukah because of Los Asr, the Lav, not because Af Heina Yibos Anes. So Rav Yashari asks a number of questions, and he ends up answering that Lo Susser isn't really the source. There's not really a lav for listening to Chachamim. It's really the continuation that you have to listen to them in the positive way. The positive goes on to say, Ashe Agidu Lecha, whatever they tell you, but he doesn't really think it's a Lo Susser, and therefore the question falls away. But many, many other Achorim think that Lo Susser really, in fact, is a lav, and I'm not sure a good answer for that question. So the Gemara now says, Vayiter, Masiv, the Gemara asks the question, Masiv Rav Amram. Rav Amram asks the question, Hadamai, Ma'arvin Bo. Demai is a situation where you have a suffix, whether or not you don't know if the farmers took Meiser or not. So the din is, we separate Meiser as the consumer, as a Chumra, lest they didn't take Meiser. And you could use it to be Ma'arv, you could use it to make Erev Chaseros, and Erev Tchumim as well. U'meshatvin Bo, you could use it to make Shituv Mavos, which is combining different alleyways for Shabbos and carrying. Then Mavarchin Olav, you could say a bracha on it, of Birchas Amotzi. U'mezamin Olav, you could make a Zimin, eating Demai. U'mafrishin Oso, Arum, and a person could separate it, even when he's naked, because there's no bracha. You can't say a bracha if you're not dressed properly, but since Demai, the separating, is only a suffix, we're mafresh misafik, where you don't say bracha misafik, and you could also do it mvena shmashos, because normally, although you cannot separate things on Shabbos, because it's tikkun mana, in a case of a safek, you may not have to be fixing anything in the first place, mvena shmashos, where meiko, you could separate it. So these are the dinim, when it comes to demai. So now the Gemara says, what's the question? The Amr is called midarbanan by bracha, every midarbanan negates the bracha, just like by Chanukah. Even though it's the rabbanan, you say a bracha, so hacha, keikai arum, heich mevarech. How could the guy who's mafresh demai, which is a chiv derabanan, how could he separate it naked? Doesn't he have to say a bracha on demai? It says that derabanan requires a bracha. Vabainin v'haya machanecha kadosh v'lecha. Don't you have to be properly dressed with kadusha without saying a bracha? So certainly there's a bracha here. So if there's a bracha, how could he be mafresh at arum? And the Gemara says, Amar baye v'ada divreim by bracha. Only when there's a certain requirement by chachamim do you require bracha. But safek divreim, a safek on a derabanan level, like the case of demai, which is only a safek, there lo by bracha. So there is no bracha by demai. That's why it's not a kasha. V'ha yom tefsheni the safek divreim. Who? The second day yontif. Why do we keep second day yontif? Because we don't know exactly when they made the new month. So we weren't sure if today's is a Pesach or tomorrow's Pesach. So we keep the second day as a safek, and yet we still say the brachas of a kiddush and all the brachas of everything else and tefillah. So isn't that safek divreim? And yet we say a bracha. The Gemara says, "Hasam kiecha dilo lezuz lebe." There we instituted saying bracha so people don't make fun of it. So, but really, mikra din, there shouldn't be a bracha on Yontif Sheni. But because of an extra factor of zilzule Shabbos, zilzule Yontif, we instituted that they say brachas as well. But a classic case of safek divrayim, there is no bracha. Rav Amar Rava says differently. Now, really, by divrayim, there's a bracha. There should be a bracha even by demai. But demai is a little bit different. Yontif Sheni is divrayim, and safek we say a bracha. But what's different about demai, that there is no bracha? It says, Rav Amar, Rov Am Ha'aretz Ma'asin Heim. Most farmers actually take Meiser. It's so unlikely that they didn't. It's a real chumra that we say, be mafresh on that, which is demai. And since it's not simply a safek, it's a really miyut shib and miyut, that people didn't take Meiser, therefore there is no requirement of a bracha. But a typical case of a safek, divreyam, ein achanami, there would be a bracha, just like the case of Yontif Sheni, which is a safek divreyam. Mar now says, back to Chanukah sugyas, Amr Rav Huna, Chatzar sheyesh la shnei psachim, tzricha shtei neiros. Let's say you have a courtyard that has two entranceways, you need to light two neiros Chanukah on each entranceway. Rav Amar, lo amrin elam shtei ruchos. It's only true if they're in two different sides. Aval meiruach achas lo tarach, but if they're both on the same side, if two windows are right next to each other, there is no need to light neiros Chanukah in both those windows. Only if one's on the eastern side, one's on the northern side, or whatever the directions are. So my time, what's the reason you have to light Neir's Chanukah? There's only one family living inside the chatzar. Why do you have to light two candles for each window? So the Gemara says, Ilema mishum chashadav. It's because of chashad. People are going to walk by and say, ah, oh, you see this family of the, whoever, the Schwartzes didn't light Neir's Chanukah. Chash to deman. Who we choshed here? Ilema chashadav de alma, that people who are from, not living in the city and from elsewhere, and they walk by, they see a mezuzah, but they don't see a menorah, so they're going to be choshed him. So then, afil b'ruach achas nami libay. So you should require, even when there are two windows on one side, they have no idea how many families living inside the chatzar. It could be a split house, and there are two families. So every window should require a Chanukah. So it's not because of chashad alma of people who are traveling from afar. So ella, it must be chashad b'nei masav. It's chashad of the people living in the city. Afil mishay ruchos nami lo libay. They don't need from two ruchos, because the eastern wall and the northern wall, they know there's one family that lives there. And they'll see the candle lit in one window. They don't need to make sure both windows are lit. They know who lives here. So who are you choshed? The Gemara says, Liolam mishum chashded the bnei masa. Really, there's a chashad. The people of the city are going to be choshed, the Schwartz family, for not lighting their Chanukah. Because why? Because zimnin de mechalfi b'hai v'lo chalfi b'hai. Sometimes they'll pass only one side of the chater, but not pass by the other. And maybe they didn't see the one on this side. They didn't see it lit. And they didn't get a chance to walk around the other side where there was an Eretz Chanukah. And Amri, they'll say, Kiecha the Baha'i Pischa Le'alik, Bahach Pischa Namri Le'alik. They say, just like on this wall, there was no Eretz Chanukah. On the stump of the other wall, they didn't have a Chanukah, an Eretz Chanukah either. And because of the Chashad, they said, each side of a house that has a window must have an Eretz Chanukah. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Mibna Temra the Chashin Le'chashad. Who says, what's the basis that we have to be concerned what other people think? I know I did an Eretz Chanukah. I know I put one up in the window. Not my fault that guy's choshed b'ksherim. He should have to look around my house and make sure. Why do I have to do things to avoid other people from having a chashad? So the Gemara brings from a brayse the Tanya, Amr b'shimun b'shvil arba dvarim amra Torah laniach peya basof sadeo. There are four different reasons why a person needs to place the peya, the corner of the field for the ani, at the corner of the end of the field. What are the four reasons? And the Gemara is going to list them, and the Gemara is going to explain each of them. So it says the four reasons are as follows. Mipnei gezel aniyim, mipnei bitul aniyim, mipnei chashad, and that's why we're bringing this brisa, because we are concerned what people think, and mishum bar techala. So what's going on here? Mipnei gezel aniyim. One reason why you must place peya on the end of the field is in order to avoid stealing from aniyim. Why would you be stealing from aniyim? Shlo yira bal habayis, the bal habayis, the owner, the farmer, shouldn't say, sha pnuya, now is an opportune time. V'yomer l'krova ani, harezu peya. You know, I'll leave peya now, I'll tell my relative the ani, come now I'm leaving it. And that's not fair. He's going to tell him where it's going to be, at what time it's going to be, and that's not going to be fair to the other aniyim. So therefore, we goes there, when you're doing peya, you must leave it at the corner. This way, it's fair game for everyone, even the non-relatives. Then, mipnei bitul aniyim. Why? Shlo yu aniyim yoshun mishamer nu'ach shav miniach ba'al ba'is peya. Because now they don't know which side, which end, the middle, the end, that he's going to place the peya. So now they're just sitting and waiting around for the guy to do it. If they know that it's always going to be at the end of the field, when he's leaving everything at the end, then they'll know exactly where it's going to be, when it's going to be. It's going to save some time for the aniyim. Third reason, mipnei achashad, shlo yu over in vishav, and people are passing by and say, oh, omer mitavo me'ira la'adam shlo heniach peya b'sadeo. This guy should be cursed for not leaving peya. So if you've then forced to leave it at the corner, then they'll say, oh, he left, I see he left. But if you left it in the middle somewhere, the people walking by wouldn't know you left it, so they end up cursing you. So we see because of a chashad, therefore you have to leave things at the corner. And that's why we brought this braisa, just like by peya, you have to leave it at the end in order to avoid chashad, so to buy Neir Chanukah. And in the other case, a person should not put himself in a position whereby other people might be choshed b'ksherim. And back to the braisa by peya, the fourth reason why we leave the peya at the end of the field, mishum bal techala. So mit bal techala, the pasuk tells us you can't wipe it all out. The Rashi said it in Mash with the Shas Kiloy. It sounds like you have to leave it when you're finishing up the Ketzira all the way at the end is when you leave Peya. So that's the Deraisa motivation of why you should leave it at the field, the corner of the field at the end of the Ketzira. So Gemara is the Atakula, La Mishum Baal Techala Ninu. Are the other three reasons not really motivated by Baal Techala? Baal Techala is the Deraisa. That's the initial reason. The other three are secondary reasons. So Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Mipnei Haramayim. What does it mean, Mipnei Haramayim? So Rashi says, Amar Rava mipnei haramayim ha'ovrin al ha'lo sechal. Those who violate lo sechal don't really care about it. Omim kfar hanu. They say, oh, we already left it for those reasons. So they had to add another three reasons to pump up this concept of leaving it over the peya at the end of the field. Okay, either way, we brought this whole discussion of peya to prove the point that we do halachas, we do things in order to avoid people of being choshed b'ksherim. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Redifa Amar Rav Huna Ner sheyesh lo shnei pios ola l'shnei bnei adam. If you have a candle that's two wicks, that actually counts for two people. So Amar Rav Amile Kara Shemen. If you fill a plate up with oil, v'kifa psilos kafaleh kli al ola l'kama bnei adam. If you put wicks floating in the oil, and then you cover each wick with a type of cover, so they stand alone and they're separate as if it's floating, that actually works. That's for a number of people as well. But lo kafa le kli, if you didn't cover kli, you just have a number of wicks floating there, but they're not separate by any kli, kalim, asa kimin madur. That's called like a bonfire, a big flame. It's unclear. You can't count how many wicks are there. Va'afilu echa nami in ola. Doesn't even count towards one, because a madura doesn't count. You need a nair for Hanukkah, not a madura. So you have to have them separate by each. There's a concept of having kalim, separate holders for each of the wicks. So Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Pshita li is obvious to me, Ner Besov and Ner Chanukah. If you have the option Ner Besov versus Ner Chanukah, Ner Besov. Other, if it's better to have your Ner Besov, Mishim Shalom Bias. Shalom Bias is better. What's Ner Besov? So Rashi says, Ner Besov over Ner Chanukah, Ner Besov b'Shabbos. You need Ner Shabbos. Ani, and he's ani. Ve'ein lo kedei liknos shem and l'shtei ner. He doesn't have enough to buy for two candles. He must buy for Shabbos because Shalom Bais is more important than Ner's Chanukah. Shalom Bais is better. So there says Rashi. Rashi explains further. Shalom Bais. So v'hachi aminu l'kaman. We'll see later on Daf Chaf Hei. V'tiznach mishalom nafshi zuar lakas ner Shabbos shebnei Bais mitstarn leishe b'choshech. If it's dark, it's going to cause a lot of fighting, and you're going to bump into each other. So Ner Shabbos is more important than Ner's Chanukah. Now, even though Rashi says it's referring to Ner Shabbos, many Rishonim think this is actually referring to even during the week. Remember, they didn't have electricity back then. So Ner, a candle, was just as important during the week than it was as it was during Shabbos. And therefore, the din would be that even during the week, according to many Rishonim, if one only has enough to buy one candle, that candle should be used for Ner Beso as opposed to Ner Chanukah. Gemara now says another question. Let's say you have Ner Beso of the Kiddush Hayom. Let's say you only have enough to buy either Ner Beso for Shalom Bayis or for Kiddush on Shabbos. Which one's better? Ner Beso, Adif Mishim Shalom Beso. Again, Shalom Bayis is more important than Kiddush, and Shalom Bayis trumps everything. So Gemara then says, Bayi Rava, Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom. Now you have Ner Chanukah. You only have enough money to buy one Ner Chanukah, and you have enough money to buy Kiddush. Which one comes first? Mahu. So Kiddush Hayom, Adif Tetate. Do we say Kiddush Hayom is better because Kiddush Hayom is more frequent? It's Adif. Oduma Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Pirsume Nisa. So Basar de Abaye Hadar Pasha. After he asked the question, he answered the question. He paskin Ner Chanukah is Adif Mishum Pirsume Nisa. Pirsume Nisa is the more important factor. There is an interesting toast on the top here about which Haftorah do we do. When it turns out that Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Shabbos, so there becomes a discussion, do we lay in the Haftorah of Chanukah, or do we lay in the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh? So he goes into a whole long discussion here about Pir Simini, so take a look there on your own to see what Tosas concludes. Fine. Gemara now says, Vayter, halfway down the Amud here. Amarav, Huna, Haragil, Bener, Havin, Leibanim, Tamidi, Chachamim, person who is accustomed to lighting Neris Shabbos, he's going to be zocha to having children that are going to be tamidei chachamim. What's the relevance? What's the connection? What's the correlation? Says Rashi, banim tamidei chachamim dichsev ki ner mitzvah v'torah or aidei ner mitzvah the Shabbos, lighting ner Shabbos v'chanukah, and Chanukah as well, Rashi says, ba or the Torah. So again, ner mitzvah leads to Torah or. That's the explanation. Gemara then says, hazhizir, hazahir, b'mezuzah, one who's careful to have a halachically proper mezuzos, zochel dira no, he's going to have a beautiful house. Hazar betzitzis, no, one who's machbet to have a very beautiful pair of tzitzis, the talisman is going to have beautiful clothing. Hazar bekiddush yom, one who's careful to have kiddush yom properly, zochel mimala garbayayim, will have a zochel to have, barrels of wine. Rav Huna have a rugged to have a chalaf vatana pischa de Rabbi Abin, nagra, so he would be, he would oftentimes pass by and learn often by the house of Rav Abin. Nagra, who is a carpenter of some sort, Chazad have a rug b'shargi tufa. He saw it. He was accustomed to have many, many candles on Shabbos. Amar trei gavri ravarei nafki mihacha. Two great gadolim came from this house because he was rugul b'ner Shabbos. Nafki minayu Rav Idi bar Avin, Rav Chia bar Avin. These two great tzaddikim, great gadolim, came because he was rugul in ner Shabbos. Rav Chista have rugul to have a chalaf fatana pischa the beinasa. He would go to the beinasa. What's beinasa? Rashi says some say it's Aviv, some say it's the Chum of the father-in-law. Happened to be an interesting tosis here as well, I'm not going to go through, but take a look at the Hebrew Hamaskil, the Bein Nasa, the Rabbi Shizva. He talks about the Lashon of Ksuba. That in the Lashon of Ksuba, we write the Lashon of the Be'avua, the house of the father. He has, what if the father is not alive? So then he should write the Bein Nasa, the father-in-law. So there's a discussion if that's true, whether you write Be'avua, even whether the father is alive or not alive. But that's based on this tosos here. So either way, he passed by the Pischa de Beinasa, which either means his father or father-in-law's house, the Rav Shizvi, Chazad Havi Raga B'Shargan Tuva, and he saw that he was accustomed to have a Ner Shabbos, a lot of Ner Shabbos. Amar Gav Rabba Nafik Mehacha, a great tzaddik, a great gadol came from here, Nafik Minayu Rav Shizvi, because the father was makbet to have a lot of Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara says, "Devesa the Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef, havas mahachrei u'malekas lo." She would delay lighting the Ner Shabbos. She wanted to light close to Shabbos as possible. So Amar li Rav Yosef, Tanya lo yomush amun ha'anon yomud v'amun ha'esh laila. That we didn't, the cloud didn't move until the fire came, which means melamed she'amud anon mashum l'amud ha'esh. The cloud came to complete the fire. V'amud ha'esh mashum l'amud ha'anon. The fire came to complete the anon. What does that mean? That means if you look at Rashi, Rashi said amud ha'anon she'yom mashum oro l'amud ha'esh she'ya amud ha'esh ba'kodem shishkas amud ha'anon. There was never a moment where one didn't have the other. They overlapped, which means the fire, the esh, came during the day a little bit to overlap with the cloud before Yom Alma Orech Arad B'Hachi. And therefore you should light the Ner Shabbos, not at Shabbos, but a little bit before, like 18 minutes before Shabbos is when a person should light. Whatever the Zman is, it should be a little bit earlier. So the Gemara says, Savra Lakduma, she wanted to light it really early, then after hearing this, but Od Hayom HaGadol, when it was really daytime out, and he says, Amr Leh, he says to her, Hahu Saba, a certain older person said, perhaps this is Eliyahu Navi, Tanina ubovan shel yaktim shel yachu. You shouldn't make it too early, but don't make it too late. It should be in such a way, Rashi says, where it's nicker that this is being done for Shabbos. So don't do it too close to Shabbos, but don't do it too early either. Somewhere in the middle. Gemara now says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Derachim rabbanan, one who loves rabbis, havelei banim rabbanan. His children themselves will be rabbis. If he shows love to rabbis, his children will know what the love means, and they want to be rabbis themselves. Demoker Rabban, one who shows kavod, not necessarily love, but shows kavod, incredible respect to Rabbanim, then Havle Chasnavasna Rabban will have son-in-laws as Rabbanim. The Dachim Rabban, those who fear from Rabbanim, they themselves, who gufe have it serve Rabban, that indicates that he himself is a Talmud Chacham. Vila Bar Hachim, he's not capable of being a Talmud Chacham, doesn't have the wherewithal, the knowledge base. So then, Mishtamin and Mile Kitzubrim Rabban. His words will be accepted, will be respected as the words of Tamidei Chacham. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says back to the Mishnah, the beginning of the parak here about Lo B'Shem and Sreifu. We listed a number of different types of oils and wicks that were not good, that were possible for the use of for Shemen on Shabbos. So the Gemara now says Lo B'Shem and Sreifu. You can't use Shemen Sreifa on Shabbos. What's Shemen Sreifa? Shemen Sreifa is if you have Shemen of Chuma that became Tameh, you can't, a Kohen can't get benefit from it, can't eat it, but he can burn it and use it to fuel his fire. So my Shemen Sreifa, like I just told you, what is Shemen Sreifa? Amar Rabba, Shemen Shel Chuma Shenitva. Tuma oil of olive oil of Chuma that became Tameh, you could still use it to burn fire. For my Karile Shemen Sreifa, why is it called Shemen Sreifa? It should be called Shemen Chuma Shenitva. So, Hoel v'lisreifa omrit, since the only function of Shemen shel Chuma Shnidma is to burn it, so we call it Shemen shel Sreifa. It's Shemen Sreifa. You have to burn it. U'b'Shabbos my time alone. Why can you use Shemen Sreifa on Shabbos? It's mitoch shemitzvah alav lebaro, since it's a mitzvah to burn it, gzema shemayata, since there's a requirement to burn it, there's a concern if you use Shemen Sreifa on Shabbos and you see it's not burning so well, maybe the coin's going to try to adjust it, and that will violate the Isser of Havara. So Amar Leh Abaye says El Miyatev. That's the case. B'yomtav Lishtari. So then you should be allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on Yontif because there's no Isser of Shemayata. You're allowed to burn on Yontif. Alamatanam. Why does the Mishnah say Ein Malikin Mishemen Sreifa B'yomtav? Why can't we use Shemen Sreifa on Yontif? You're allowed to burn things on Yontif. So Gemara says Gzera Yomtif Atu Shabbos. They thought if we permit you to use Shemen Sreifa on Yontif, it might lead you to use Shemen Sreifa on Shabbos as well. Therefore, they prohibited it. Rav Chista Amar differently. Rav Chista says no. I'll tell you why you can't use Shemen Sreifa on Shabbos. The Shemayata L'chashin, we're not really concerned of Shemayata when it comes to Shabbos. Elohacha b'yomtav shechaldios erev Shabbos haskinim. We're talking about a case where Yomtav is Friday. And so Friday into Shabbos, Yomtav into Shabbos. The fish ain't sorfen kachim b'yomtav. The din is, you are not allowed to burn Shemen Sreifa on Yomtav. Even though you're getting enough from it, it's still usher to do so. Why not? V'hamid the sefer katani from the beginning, from the fact that the sefer says ein malikim b'shemen sreifa b'yomtiv mechal dereisha la b'yomtiv askinim. So now, from the fact that the end of our mishnah says you can't burn shemen sreifa on yomtiv, does that not imply that the reisha of the mishnah is not yomtiv? How could Rav Chisda say we're talking about yomtiv shechalios be'er Shabbos? That even the reisha is talking about when it says ein sorfin shemen sreifa b'shabbos is really referring to yomtiv into Shabbos. But from the fact that the sefer is talking about yomtiv, does that not imply that the reisha is not about yomtiv? So the Gemara says no. Amr b'chanina misura ma tam kamar. It's explaining the reason. Meaning what? Ma tam ein malikim b'shemen sreifa b'yamtif. Lufi shein sorfen kachim b'yamtif. What's the reason why you cannot? So really, the Rashi is talking about yamtif. When the Sefer says Yantif, the Sefer is giving a reason for the Reisha. When the Reisha says, when Yantif Chal Yos Be'er of Shabbos, Yantif into Shabbos, you can't use Shem and Sreif on Yantif into Shabbos. Why? Because you're not allowed to burn Shem and Sreif on Yantif. Why can you burn Shem and Sreif on Yantif in general? Because Ein Sorfen Kachim B'Yantif. You can't burn Kachim on Yantif. That's not something that's allowed to be done. So Gemara says, going on to, I'm going to just read quickly to Chavdala, the first few lines of Chavdala, the Gemara says, Tani Kavasa de Rav Chisda, the Braisa that supports Rav Chisda that proves that you can't burn Shem and Sreif on Yantif. Kol Elu Shamu Ein Malikin Bemba Shabbos, Malikin Bemba Yantif. All those that you cannot light on Shabbos, you may light on Yantif, because the reason why you can't light certain wicks and oils on Shabbos is because of Shemayata. But Yantif, there's no concern of Shemayata because you can burn things, so it's allowed on Yantif. Chutz mi Shem and Sreifa. Shem and Sreifa is the only thing that's usher both on Shabbos and Yantif. Why? The fish ain't suffering kachim on Yantif because you're not allowed to light. You can't burn kachim on Yantif. We'll see later on. Until, I think tomorrow's daf discusses the reason why not, why you cannot burn Shem and Sreifa. I think it's on Chav Dalam and Beis. We'll see why you cannot burn Shem and Sreifa on Yantif. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day, and we'll meet Hashem continue tomorrow.